Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're taking a call from a 20-year-old who has a full scholarship to college, but he's making over $100,000 a year putting together skeletons on the weekend and wants to know whether or not he should be dropping out of school to focus on the business of putting together skeletons and reselling, like, human heads. So anyway, let's bring him on and see what's going on. So, Dalton, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, Graham. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. A little background on myself. I turned 20 this past June. I'm a junior in college majoring in global business. I've been an extreme saver basically my whole life. Started my business adventures by selling my lunch food in, like, third grade. Fast forward to when I was 16 and I started my business, Otter Articulations. This past September 27th was 4 years. What we basically do is source and distribute anatomical preparations for zoos, schools, museums, private collectors, pet owners, all over the U.S. To put that in the simpler terms that you can actually understand. You know the dinosaur skeletons in museums?
Yes.
We basically do that, but not with dinosaurs. Basically, when an animal dies, like in a zoo or a sanctuary, they give us a call. We go pick it up, or it's overnighted to us. I clean their bones, put their skeletons back together, helps out with conservation, and everything else. I've worked on rhinos, elephants, sloths, giraffes, ligers, you name it. I've probably worked on it. In addition to animals, though, we also work with retired human teaching specimens. Back in the 70s, dentists had to get a real human skull for dental studies. They bought it no different than we buy textbooks today. Now these dentists are getting older and retiring, or they're dying, and their estates are being sold off. So people tend to Google something about legalities of selling human skulls. Yeah. And my website, I wrote an article on the legalities of it. My website's usually the second one right under Nat Geo. So they click it. At the end of the article, I mentioned that I buy human skulls. They contact me. I offer them some money. They mail it to me, and then I resell it to college students to further their education or to private collectors.
So you've been shipped a human head?
No, just the skull. They're already cleaned.
They were
cleaned.
I'm imagining you getting, like, a severed head and then just cleaning it yourself, like in your bathroom or something. Okay. Wow. What a story. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. How does one fall into that? How do you get into that business?
When I was about 15, I stumbled upon a now friend on Instagram that dealt with bones, animal bones. And he'd put the skeletons back together, and I've always been interested in science, so I thought it was really cool. And he's into, like, making dioramas and raising insects. So he was looking for, at the time, mole crickets and millipedes. So I happened to have a mole cricket that fell into my dog's water bowl. So I got this cricket out that was alive, and he wanted it. So I mailed it to him, and in return, he mailed me some bones. So that kind of got it started. He mailed me a groundhog skeleton that was completely clean but not put together. It was in, like, 300 pieces. So with some Elmer's glue and a hairdryer, I piece by piece put it back together. It was not anatomically correct at all, but it's what really sparked it. And now, 4 years later, I'm working on rhinos.
You have one of the most interesting stories I've heard. This is so unique. I have never heard something as interesting as this, and I don't think we'll ever hear something that tops this. I mean, just in terms of uniqueness, this is it. I should just quit the channel now because we've just hit the peak. Wow.
It's pretty weird. That's why I thought you would like it.
I like it.
It gets a little bit weird. I actually have a full ride for college. I don't want to be in college, but it keeps my parents happy. And as long as I stay in college, I don't have to pay rent. I'm up at my dorm now, but on the weekends and during the summer I'm back home.
Okay.
My scholarship pays for everything except for my books. So I have to work up the $300, $900 a semester for books. But that only takes like flipping 2 to 4 human skulls and my books are paid for. So I'm basically paying for school with bones.
Wow. So what, you got 2 years left of school?
Yeah, a year and a half. I made a deal with my mom. I think it was like October of 2017. I asked her, October 24th, 2017, I talked to my mom, and she agreed that if I made 6 figures annually from my business, that I could drop out of college without her being mad.
Okay.
Well, on Labor Day of this year, I hit 6 figures. Currently, as of today, I'm at $114,000 revenue for the year.
Okay.
She
What's
doesn't
your profit
know
on
how
that?
Much I make. $64,000.
Okay.
So not bad. My parents don't know how much money I make. They my mom thinks that I like plateaued a couple years ago when I made like $28,000.
Yeah.
So she thinks I have like $10,000 in the bank. So I don't know if I should tell her that I've made 6 figures. Should I just keep it myself, stay humble and stay in school since I'm more than halfway done and it's paid for? I don't know.
That's a really tough one. Here's my first thought is you're able to run a successful business and go to school at the same time. Do you think at this point school is holding you back from making more money? Can you make $250,000 in revenue if you weren't in school?
$250,000 might be without employees, but currently while I'm up at school, I'm only able to work on the weekends, which is like a day and a half.
Okay.
So I definitely think it's holding me back profit-wise. But obviously I'm still making it work.
What would you do with it? Is this any sort of career that you're in right now that needs and requires a college degree?
No, absolutely not.
Is this what you want to do for the next 10 to 20 years?
As a hobby or side business, yes. I don't want it to be my day job for the rest of my life because I really enjoy it. And I think if it turns into work and it's mandatory to pay the bills, I'll stop enjoying it as much.
Well, then you realize if you quit school and you do this full time, that is what it's going to become. It's not going to be a hobby anymore. It's a hobby because you're doing it on the side while in school and it's making you a decent amount of money. If you quit school and if you drop out, you better turn this into a full-time business and you better run with it while you can. I'm not saying that maybe something else doesn't come up that might be better, but in the meantime, you're going to be dropping out of school and putting everything you have into doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you're not just going to be working weekends, bumming around during the week, not doing anything and making, you know, $80,000 a year. Ideally, what you would do is drop out of school, have a plan for this business, hire employees, scale up, try to make $250,000 in revenue in the next year, try to make $125,000 profit and continue to run with that. I mean, if you're afraid of turning this from a hobby into something that you're just not going to enjoy anymore, that's always the conundrum because that is very true. When I turned YouTube from a hobby into more of a very serious business because I started realizing, like, crap, guys, I'm making a lot of money doing this. I got to focus more time on this. It definitely zaps the fun out of it, I have to say. Me 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, really, YouTube was a fun sort of whimsical thing. It would be, oh, let's turn on the camera today. Now it's a grind. Now it's like, I got to finish these phone calls. I got to film a video after that. I got to spend 4 hours editing it. Right after that, I'm going to have an hour of downtime to go to the gym, and then I got to plan out another one to film the next day. It's like, it's a grind, and that grind does zap some of the fun out. You're still going to enjoy it. It's just not going to be the same effect as what it is right now when it's done casually. My only recommendation for not staying in school is if you want to focus full-time on this and just run with it. If you don't want this to be your career, having a full ride to college is worth something. Having a degree is worth something, whether or not you actually use it. The fact that it's free, it's worth something. You're making a decent amount of money while also still in school. That's amazing. Most people aren't even in that situation. So it's a personal choice. If it were me, I would drop out and I would focus full time on the business. If you're afraid of ruining that, then that's something that you would need to take into consideration.
Gotcha. I do have a long-term game plan. I'd like to buy a nice piece of land, build a new studio. I'm currently in a 380 square foot building. Ideally, I'd want 1800, 2000 range. I want to have like a small living quarters in the back, so that way either I could live there and the majority of my bills be tax deductible because I'm living in my business, or use the room to allow volunteers to come and stay in return for apprenticing under me, because I constantly have people begging me. But living with my parents, that's not really an option.
Yeah.
I would want like one or two paid employees that would actually do the work that I should be doing, but I'm too lazy to do. I mean, on the average week, I work maybe like 4 hours of physical labor. The rest is just spent on my phone replying to emails and questions. Do you have any recommendations on going about buying land? How zoning would work if I wanted to live in my workplace? Any experience hiring employees or any tips in general?
Yeah. So first of all, do not build something new from scratch. It's going to be such a headache. You do not need that sort of stress and work on your plate right now. Do not build. Building is one of the, in my opinion, one of the worst things you could do. I would find a very good live workspace. There are spaces, at least here in LA, that are zoned for both retail and personal use. You find a lot of street level retail, and then up above that could be like a bedroom or something like that. I don't know what would hypothetically stop you, by the way, from living in your office. I don't know if there's any rules against that. I'm sure a lot of people do. I'm sure a lot of people like literally have a retail store and then they sleep in the back. You know, I don't know the legalities of that, yeah, or whether or not anyone would ever really care. But there are places that are zoned. If I were you, what I would probably ideally do is rent a spot, okay, that you can live in. I wouldn't own it, but just go ahead and rent it, that you could work from and then live in the back. The rent is mostly going to be tax deductible. You're not going to have to worry about buying something right now and putting down payment and having a mortgage and being committed to that for, you know, 20 years. Rent. It's going to give you a lot more flexibility. If the business does really well, what's going to happen eventually is you're going to want to move to something better or something bigger. So renting is going to give you, mm-hmm, way more flexibility. And for a business, I really think it makes probably a little bit more sense to rent something for the next few years than it is to buy something, especially because it's a, you know, relatively newer business compared to everything else out there.
Cool. So thank you very much, Graham.
Yeah.
You've been extremely, extremely helpful. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. Thank you so much for calling, and keep me posted on what happens.
I absolutely will.
Cool.
Have a good
day. Have a good one, man. You too. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, make sure to hit the like button, subscribe, add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily. We also got a Discord down below in the description. If you guys want to join the Discord, we got like over 4,000 members now. So make sure to go ahead and join that, and also sign up through Webull and deposit $100, and you get 2 free stocks. One of them is valued up to $1,000. I'm just going to plug that at the end. Why not? Because this is my show and I can plug whatever I want. So anyway, thank you again for watching, and until next time.